My name is Kate Phipps, and I work at Sina Cutson as the Education and Community Engagement Coordinator.
What's your work and how is it related to sustainability?
Great. So at Sina Cutson, for those listeners who might not be familiar, Sina Cutson is a land trust based in the city of Poughkeepsie. And we work up and down the Hudson River to protect land and open it up as public parks. You know, we really want to make sure everyone has access to, you know, the Hudson River and the Hudson Valley. We also protect farmland to ensure that there are still, you know, working farms in the Hudson Valley. We have an advocacy team that does a lot of advocacy work for the Hudson River and Valley. And then a lot of the work that I do is actually housed in our River Cities program, which we work in Newburgh, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie on various projects. And, you know, these projects are all focused on really strengthening communities and hopefully providing for sustainability in these cities in the future. So I also run the education program. And with the education program, you know, I think one of the reasons that I got into education is because I really, you know, believe that we need to educate and, you know, empower our youth so that they can go on to kind of spearhead sustainability, you know, protect the environment for the future. You know, and with this, you know, I do a lot of work connecting youth with their community and then also working to, you know, hopefully empower them and inspire them to be environmentalists and to see themselves as environmentalists and, you know, have the tools and the information to be able to really talk about their communities and, you know, issues that are happening in their communities and hopefully feel like they can, you know, speak up and be a part of solutions.
And what does green recovery in your region look like?
So I think thinking about green recovery this past year has really, you know, it's been a huge eye-opener, I think, for a lot of people. And it has really highlighted, you know, a lot of the strengths and weaknesses that we have, but also a lot of the needs of the community. And, you know, one thing that I firmly believe is that sustainable, you know, communities and green, you know, green recovery really takes all people into account. So especially, you know, those that are the most vulnerable and also youth, you know, so everybody in the community, I think, really needs to be taken into account. One thing that we've really seen over the past year is in the cities that we work in is the, you know, kind of how severe the food insecurity is. You know, we work with a lot of social service organizations who provide food for community members. And, you know, that's a huge need that we've seen. With this, you know, we've been working on a project in the city of Poughkeepsie to open up a community garden, an urban farm, which hopefully will be, you know, a resource for the community in Poughkeepsie in the future for folks to be able to grow their own food and then also, you know, have an urban farm that could provide, you know, fresh, super local food for community members in the future. I think, you know, another need that we've really seen kind of throughout, you know, our parks and also in the cities that we work in is really this need for open space and a need for people to be able to have access to green spaces where they can, you know, rejuvenate and kind of connect with nature and connect with family and friends. All our parks and preserves have all seen, you know, kind of record visitorship this year. And we have a lot of folks who have been coming up out of the city, you know, to visit our parks and kind of coming up to the Hudson Valley. And so, you know, I think that it's really highlighted, you know, the importance of having green spaces and, you know, not only these kind of bigger preserves outside of the city, but also in the smaller cities that we work in, you know, just the need for having great green spaces for folks who live in cities to be able to access to get to easily, especially if they don't have transportation that will allow them to get out of the city, you know, to get to other green spaces. So I think a green recovery really takes into consideration, you know, everyone and really what the community needs are when we're thinking about it so that the solutions that we come up with really work for everybody and, you know, provide solutions that everybody can kind of get behind.
What's your region's greatest asset in terms of sustainable planning?
When I think of sustainable planning, you know, one thing that we do, you know, and one of our kind of mantras is that everything is really community-based. And I think a lot of times, or, you know, in the past, that, you know, kind of community knowledge and community members' expertise can kind of get overlooked. So I think, you know, really working with community members and working with folks who live in these areas to get their knowledge, including young people. So really working with youth and hearing what young people have to say, and, you know, what their, you know, ideas are and what their thoughts are on their communities. Because I think if projects really going to be sustainable and, you know, is going to last through time, it's going to be something that's done, you know, not just for the community, but really by the community, right? So you have community members doing this. We talk a lot about how our work can, you know, kind of be a catalyst in these communities. So how could we start a project that could, you know, catalyze ideas and really kind of spark people in the community to get involved? Because I think if a project's really going to be sustainable, you really need to have buy-in, and you need to have community members who are going to kind of carry these projects into the future and ensure that they kind of continue on. And, you know, again, putting my educator hat on, thinking about the youth and, you know, getting youth involved, because, you know, hopefully youth will be coming back to their communities, living in their communities in the future. So, you know, really including them in that, so that, you know, the projects kind of live on and they have community-based knowledge and community-based expertise involved in them.
What conversations and or work do you want to see come out of this Sustainable Futures Conference?
For me, you know, attending conferences like this Sustainable Futures Conference, I think, you know, the best thing that I ever get out of these is new relationships and new partnerships. Looking at all of the people who are going to be speaking at the conference, you know, it's a really diverse group of folks who have, you know, various expertise. And so I'm really excited to learn from everybody. You know, again, I think that forming unique partnerships is really a great way to go about being sustainable and thinking about the future. I hope that folks are able to, you know, kind of make some new connections and maybe some, you know, unique partnerships that will help to strengthen projects and make the things that we're doing, you know, stronger for the future.
How do you plan, or do you have any ideas of ways to engage the young people for community center projects?
My workshop at the conference will actually be focusing on a project that I've been working on for the last couple of years called the People Who Make a Difference Project. It's a poster project. We worked with students actually at SUNY Dutchess, which is the community college here based in Poughkeepsie. And so we worked with students to create posters featuring, you know, diverse role models, especially those from underrepresented groups in sciences. They focus on different environmental justice topics. So food justice, clean water, green spaces, and just kind of environmental justice in general. And climate change, of course. And so we have poster subjects and people who are featured that I think really have interesting stories that are very relatable. And so, you know, one thing that we've done is we've used these posters and the stories of these people who are doing work, you know, kind of across the United States to spark conversation with students and talk to them, you know, about different topics. I know Leah Penniman is one of the keynote speakers at the conference, and we've had conversations, you know, talking about stories like Leah Penniman's and others about food justice. And I think students don't necessarily, it's not something they think about, but when you start talking to them about these ideas and you tell them people's stories, it really opens their eyes and kind of connects them to their community in a way that they hadn't been before. That's one thing I'm going to be talking about in my workshop. And then another thing that we do, so with a lot of our projects, is we actually work with groups and we work really hard to be able to hire youth, to be able to pay them to do some work so that they can get, you know, some really great experience, some really great job experience and, you know, job training in, you know, kind of green fields. We also, whenever we do you know, listening sessions or community outreach. We really try to engage youth in that process. We try to engage young people and have them come to our listening sessions because it's important. It's eye-opening to hear what they have to say. And they have definitely unique and different perspective than adults might have.